Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast, episode 19.
Wow. Almost to the
Damn,
big 2-0.
That's one away from 20. Wow.
Almost.
Oh, we've made it so far.
Couple more weeks, the show will be drinking age.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Does that mean we all know what that means? We have to drink? We can only drink while we're on the podcast.
If we add
right?
up all
that
our
works?
Ages, we're already good. Yeah.
Oh, then we're, yeah, we're.
So if we share one, like we can drink like legally?
Ah, yeah, share briskey.
That's how it works. Yeah,
no, that's cool. That's how that works. Awesome. Yeah.
We're gonna hop right into the juice this week.
Let's do it.
I set up a little segment called three NSFW things and one
name.
That's not. It's so awfully.
Really just
no,
thought of.
It's
really
like
thought of a good name.
We'll try and think of something better.
It's really just that we're gonna name pending.
All right.
Sure.
We're not
thought of this
putting
like
a trademark
hour,
down
but
yet.
It
but
might
we will.
Be fun.
No.
So I'm going to name three semi-popular to very popular franchises, and it's up to you guys to guess whether there is a dedicated subreddit for porn of this topic.
All right. Sounds good. I'm ready.
Great.
So one of these is clean. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
We're going to start with I'm just going to list them, and you guys can sort of go over.
Wait, one of them is clean or two of them are clean?
What?
Wait, is only one of them clean, or is two of them
clean? One of them's clean. Three of them have porn subs.
Oh, so you're naming four, right. Then.
Okay.
All right.
So we have SCP, Five Nights at Freddy's, Animal Crossing, and Raymond.
They all do. That's a joke.
Okay, so one of them
not if not if there's
that.
Porn of it
I
somewhere.
Think SCP.
I'm sure there is for all of these. I'm saying if there's a dedicated community of people sharing.
I would assume it's
SCP. Definitely Animal Crossing. I know that for sure.
Definitely.
There's definitely Animal Crossing. There's definitely Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah,
and there's
definitely.
FNAF. What was the last one?
Do you think it? Oh, there could be Raymond.
But no, yeah, definitely it's Raymond. Have you seen the characters in that show?
Everybody
it's
loves Raymond.
I mean, the video game.
No.
No,
I'm,
he means the
I'm
video
kidding,
game.
I'm kidding. Dear God.
What do you mean?
Raymond Romano? I mean, what are you talking about?
Ray Romano.
Oh, no.
I could see all of these guys getting pretty juicy. I don't know if I really just can't say.
Well, let's just break it down first. Five Nights at Freddy's for sure.
Yeah, Animal Crossing for
sure.
That's big enough.
Even when that was big, like there was a huge cult following.
Well, let's break it down anatomically.
Let's do it.
Because how are the robots going to do that?
I think the animatronics are just so much to work with.
They make them not.
Throw back to the Cybercock episode.
I'm not
going to
doubt them.
Life finds a way.
Okay, so let's get a final verdict.
I say SCP.
SCP does not.
I'm gonna go with that one too.
Everyone went with SCP.
Yeah,
you guys are all wrong.
What?
There's an SCP sub called SCP.
Oh no, that's clever
oh,
though.
My gosh.
All right,
with like.
Okay, wait. Hold
on.
Don't tell us yet, though. Don't tell us yet. We'll narrow the other three down.
It's got to be Raymond.
It's definitely.
Then.
It's Raymond.
Really?
Yeah, Raymond doesn't got any porn.
Wait, wow. What?
Oh. No Raymond porn.
None. I think it sounds like a job for someone.
No, I'm sure it exists, but there's not a community.
Someone
for
out
it.
There.
So if anyone listening to this,
I don't know about you guys, but I might start one right now.
Oh,
it's actually really strange.
It's
I was checking out the sub earlier. They don't actually show like the actual creatures. They just turn them all into furries.
Oh my gosh!
Just furries.
Oh, God.
I guess it hardly counts, but it says SCP.
I hate it.
Animal Crossing. Of course.
We've seen that before in here.
Isabelle Degen. Why the fuck do people do this?
No,
it's like a kid's game.
That is nasty.
And then Five Nights at Freddy's.
The fandom on that, like, the regular fandom is
just
awful. So, yeah, I'm expecting
it's
the worst from...
The fucking pervs just make it even worse.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Raymond probably doesn't have a big enough following yet for it to gain...
What doesn't?
Raymond. That's probably why. It's not as popular as in the other three titles.
Yeah, it's not quite as popular. I think anything that has like just a shit ton of people. But Raymond's made good sales back in the day.
Yeah,
the franchise
is
only
like
3 years old right now.
They haven't made a game
that's
in
true.
Like 7 years.
That's true.
Well,
I actually had a lot of trouble finding one that didn't have porn of it. I tried Zelda first.
Oh,
nope.
Come on.
Really?
With a
we've seen that before.
Tried Halo.
Anything?
Oh, Cortana.
Anything with like a female lead character.
Yeah.
There's
so,
just a
Cortana.
Subreddit for it.
Time to cyberlink. Babe.
Oh no! Is there really
Samus?
Cortana?
Oh, come on! Obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
I know
Zero
Samus.
Samus.
Yeah.
Oh no.
God. Oh God. It's really fucked how it's fucked, like, with any game in my opinion, because they're just fucking like 3D animated characters. But then when it's a kid's game, that's when I'm like, okay, really?
Minecraft?
You think Mario should be doing that? You really think Mario wants to do that?
I mean, look, Princess Peach, okay. Let's not button down the bridges here.
Getting that over peachy, the top. Eh? I'm open to the idea. Hey.
Ready,
that's all I'm going to say.
Flipping my Goomba?
Fish Fruity?
I don't know.
Princess Bubblegum?
That's God. Definitely out there. Yeah.
I was trying to find something to send to Ryan in our server the other day. So I was trying to find a fat version of Mordecai from regular show
that's
to send.
Great.
And then so many pictures of pregnant Mordecai came up when I searched. It's actually fucking a monstrosity.
Oh, yeah. For Mordecai. Vordecai?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Vordecai.
Vordecai.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Oh, no.
SpongeBob.
Need more Margaret.
Margaret.
Okay.
Need more Rigby. Regular.
Shut up, dude.
No.
My childhood.
Someone's got to make that. If it doesn't already exist,
someone doesn't have to.
this week we're at a fatty sum of $8.93.
Wow, nice! Almost at the
about to hit the fatty 9 bomb.
That's gonna be epic.
That'll be pretty cool.
Once we get to 10, hey,
we've discussed a lot of the things we can buy with a sum such as this. It's a damn shame because all the stores are closed. So it's not like we can.
I should save it for a rainy day. I guess. I think if I do the math correctly, we're averaging about 50 cents an episode because we're almost at 20 and then we're almost at $10. Hey. So, you know, I think that's a really good business strat.
We found a money printing machine. 50 cents a week.
Well, it really only prints cash because we actually don't really get the crisp dollars. We do get paid in pennies.
Yeah.
Nice. It's part of the
As long as you have
agreement.
Like a good like paper bag,
yeah,
you can probably carry it away from the podcast center they make all podcasts.
Yeah,
it's like
we're actually right next to shame. Joe Rogan's room.
Oh yeah,
sometimes he asks us for
them
advice.
Goofing around in there. It's hard to get a spot in this place. It's crazy big though. Like we can see a fucking Bill Burr down the
Howard
down
Stern.
The yeah,
it's right across the way.
Maybe isn't Howard Stern? No,
he's on the radio.
He is. He's on Sirius.
Maybe we should take this to the radio. I think we would easily.
Wait, did I mishear? I thought he said Howard Stern before.
I did say
his
Howard
Discord
Stern.
Was like lagging. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
All right.
That's a tough point.
Do you want to go to some podcast suggestions from our server? We'll see what we got going on.
Yeah, we can. We have a little time for a fake break.
This is a server based the fucked up shit I've seen in Omegle on our server. So, for those who don't know, on our Discord server, I do Omegle like
every night,
like, where I share my screen and people can see. Yeah, it's fun. There's some fucked up there's some fucked up shit.
Saying
up there.
It's fun is kind
there's
of misleading.
People.
Sometimes it's fun.
Well,
other times
yeah, so
it's just
what
I
despise. Yeah, I despise like K-pop stans. So what I did was I printed out a picture of BTS and clones, and I would say I would say, oh, BTS are North Korean clones made to spread the coronavirus, and people would get fucking pissed.
Yeah, I'm surprised
they'd
you don't
like,
have a hit
well,
out
let
on
me
you.
Honestly.
Yeah,
let me tell you about my Jimin. I would say, Jimin's an idiot. Like, what? I have 20 pictures on my wall of Jimin from BTS, and you're calling him an idiot? You transphobic homophobe.
That's your comeback? I love Jimin. Jimin's an idiot. Wow.
And like I would
to
say,
be clear,
one
Ryan
of their
doesn't actually think that stuff.
Ryan, why do you have this pent up anger
reporting it?
No,
it's just to get a reaction.
What did
from
BTS do to
you?
And like I would
Omegle.
Say one of the members his name is V, and I would say how unoriginal he is naming his name after a number, not an actual name, and they'd be like, what
number?
My favorite?
A number, or, you idiot.
Oh no. I said number.
Okay, dumbass. So just to be clear,
cut
here,
that out.
Ryan is now admitting to hating all Asian people.
One,
on this podcast.
Two, three,
oh,
four,
no.
Five, six. Okay,
cut the cameras.
Oh, God.
Cut the cameras.
Okay.
So
wait, Ryan,
come back to Amigo after the break. But
yeah, I'm gonna back up from this.
Until then, we'll give a quick shout out to our patrons, Young Pirate One, Timmy McTim, and Simon. And then we will be right back after the break. Probably keep going on the show Amigo train. So don't go far. And welcome back. We're just gonna hop right back into it.
Wow. People get. I meant to say letter. I was so heated about K-pop stands. I said number.
Yeah. Well,
my bad, guys.
Ryan,
my bad.
I was gonna ask you since you know your whole BTS clone theory. You know, V is the 22nd letter of the alphabet. So we're A through U. Preceding clones.
V is 5 Roman numerals. So I meant that. Just kidding. I'm that smart. I used Roman numerals instead of numbers.
Didn't. Shut up.
I guess it works.
Yeah. Took you the whole break to think of that one.
But yeah, people get really mad. When I'm clearly joking about BTS, they just go off on these massive tangents. Like, you think you're so smart? Well, what are you being? You're being cult. You're not respecting their culture. Did you know that Jimin cured my cancer? Like, people start going off like... BTS like cures shit. Like,
I went through 5 stages blindness. Of chemotherapy and it didn't work. But Jinmin, cancer gone. Oh boy.
Yeah, I had kidney failure. Then I listened to Fire by BTS, and now I don't have kidney failure anymore.
When I told my doctor my liver was failing, he prescribed me BTS.
He prescribed me Idol by BTS.
10 hours of mandatory concentrated fire. K-pop.
Well, my kidney's better.
Instead of mental institutions, they just put you in a noise cancellation room blaring BTS.
The other thing I said that got him riled up was like, all right, so if you wanted to torture me, if I was captured in war and you wanted to torture me, give me Bose noise canceling headphones, duct tape it onto my head, and play Fire by BTS nonstop, and I will lose my mind. And they're like, "What? Fire's their best song. Well, you can't say that. That defines my culture."
Dude, why do they take?
I guess you could say they were
seriously.
Getting heated.
It's like,
and there was one that was getting mad at me, and then she just instinctively asked for my Twitter. So, what's your Twitter? Because you fucking wanted to cancel
at
me.
Purple Monkey Pod.
Purple Monkey Pod.
Attracting the best people.
There is a lot of fucked up shit on Omegle, though. I just from watching you stream. Oh, we stream quite often Omegle nowadays.
Yeah.
If you're interested in checking that out, go to disbord.org, search the Monkey House, and search podcast. The pod. And go to the Monkey House. There we are.
We always bump it. It's always up there.
It's always just vibing out.
Vibing at the top.
So, speaking of that,
a lot of dicks.
There are so many wild jerkers.
The crankers, as we call it. Just the absolute amount of, and under those strangest tabs too, like they're like TikTok, like there are guys jacking, like that's only like 12-year-old girls, like there's and then there's like they do it to furry, I guess because people find the furries are
despicable.
Strange. They do it to anime. It's like
the furry ones you were looking at were so fucking weird. When they would be wearing like a dinosaur mask,
and they would
like
they'd only make like they'd go, and then they'd just roar.
If a guy's like on the furry section, and you're like asking him like why is he doing it, do they say like I'm not into the looks, I'm only into the personality?
I'm into the personality. I hate that. That's the worst. I'm in for the thick fursuits. That's fucking what gets me off. Oh god, the fucking oversexualized fursuits with like fake cleavage. It's the worst.
Oh god. There's
fucking some guy jacking it to that.
I don't think I can imagine something that would smell worse than a furry
convention. Don't even think. I think I saw some news about that where they put. Like signs saying you must shower or wear deodorant to enter FurCon.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh god.
Well, that was AnimeCon maybe.
Odor.
I think anime
in
fans
one of those rooms
smell worse.
Or get hosed down with military grade power washer.
Oh. It's the only thing that penetrates the fur.
You have to take a mandatory bleach shower to enter.
Oh, where'd we see that before?
Just offensive.
Ugh. It's hurtful.
Really just pushing it this week, Ryan.
Cancel. Cancel. Really just banned.
Canceled.
Cancel Ryan, guys. Cancel. Third week in a row. Can't keep his fat mouth shut.
He's not very good at it. He's still here.
Yeah. Please. You guys suck at canceling people.
Please cancel me, K-pop stands. That's my dream goal, is to be canceled by K-pop.
I love how you made all those tweets.
Yeah.
All caps. K-pop stands, cancel me, cancel me.
Yeah, on our Twitter.
Four people. 400 people viewed them.
You think? Oh, really?
One person retweeted. Yeah, I looked at the stats from those.
Yeah.
No one cared.
Please. you see that they did to TooMad. They sent TooMad a fake lawsuit, they sent him a fake lawsuit in the mail, and they're like, "You talk shit about my gym in," and
you literally signed a declaration of war.
Why do people like this?
I don't know. People are just fucking strange around K-pop.
Well, I think it's obvious that you just wanted fucking attention for it.
Oh yeah,
I think that probably is why one responded.
When people,
it's hilarious, but I think that if you're more subtle, that you might get
maybe. If I put in all caps, Jungkook stands, please cancel me. And I responded on a post like, "Jungkook, step on my cock with a rock or something." I don't know.
It's a classic, really.
That's just amazing. Yeah, nice, very classy.
Really, yeah,
Purple Monkey Podcast
showing my appreciation for the arts. You know.
People just go fucking bonkers over this shit. I don't get it. I don't get it in the slightest. I think someone told me to listen to one of the songs, and it's just the most mediocre thing I've ever heard.
And why is it only just like K-pop stands?
Yeah. It's just like their budget.
Yeah, no,
like, I can understand
if
the music was
like
good,
that.
But like, it's not.
Like, their budget for all their videos, I think that's what it is. It's like hypnotizing young people. Have you seen any K-pop videos? It's just cars flying everywhere, lights are shining in your eye, people are throwing glitter at each other.
So they're just really good hypnotists.
It's just like a giant.
You think that's what it is?
I think it's hypnotizing. Propaganda.
It's a good theory.
It's just taking advantage of the tiny brains of children.
Well, that's just a game theory.
No.
Oh, Ryan.
Ruined it.
Oh, Ryan. Just really.
What are you doing, a sitcom bit? Oh, Ryan.
Just pushing it this week.
What? Pushing it.
Like the unfunny scale. Actually, no, you had a couple good ones.
Oh, thank you.
Couple zingers.
Better than usual from Ryan, I have to say.
Damn, okay. I'm making
progress.
That's
still 50 feet below where the bar should be.
He's kind of in the Mariana Trench.
We're making progress.
Now?
I'm like the James Cameron.
He's swimming up. He's swimming up really slowly because he's so fucking...
You're like the diamond that the old lady throws off the boat in Titanic.
Kind of like a little buoyant.
Yeah.
A little anti-buoyancy. Just instant pull down.
Speaking of Ryan looking like a pool rat.
How are you going to connect that?
What? Yeah, I'd like to see
National,
this. What is the segue?
National Donut Day.
You know,
thanks
wait,
for
are they giving away
beautiful.
Free donuts or something? Are they?
Full circle. Hey.
Are they giving away free donuts? Because I might have to partake.
I don't think that anywhere that does donuts is donuting right now. Are they?
Donuting? Did you just make a new word?
Sounds like a donut
term. You better park.
Do you ever just wake up in the morning and hit a fatty just donut? You know what I mean?
Just a fat donut. Yeah.
What, do they mean donut is like the food or like when you get in the car?
Are you
Tokyo dressing?
Glazed or not?
Wait, here's where they get a free
donut.
Oh, do not. Dunkin', free donuts.
Free donuts?
We're giving away one. Oh, cinnamon sugar.
Dude, it's probably crappy, plain donut. With an
probably like broccoli swirl
donut.
Oh.
Kale crunch donut.
A bronut.
Cauliflower crumble.
What is it?
String bean surprise.
Yeah, that's what they're giving away.
Oh, Krispy Kreme is doing it, but we don't have a Krispy Kreme near us.
It's a shame.
Oh my gosh.
Instead of cream on the inside, they just put ground asparagus.
Oh, yeah. That's
asparagus
great.
Assortment.
Just for the texture.
Dude, the nearest Krispy Kreme to us is 10 miles away. Gosh.
That's not bad. It's not close.
You'll make the trek,
10 miles?
Right, Ryan?
It's not bad.
Quick hike?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to do the distance.
10 mile hike there and back. We can probably burn off like.
Oh yeah, the run donut. There. Honestly,
we'll meet up.
Hey,
well, Ray, you probably yeah. run there. Well,
okay. No,
yeah, you can run there.
Let's not get
unrealistic. A
little bit.
Well, I mean, you could if you would like.
Maybe roll there like a donut.
Yeah, maybe like a loose tire. Kind of just stick you in and let her go.
Damn, I really want a donut now.
My of course,
I mean, isn't that you all the time?
That's kind of like that's what you write on your papers instead of your name.
All right, in like donut frosting, I write my name in like donut sprinkles.
The whole paper. Okay, Ryan, you just turned in nothing. Yeah, I ate it by the, before I got up to the front.
Yeah, long walk. Got tired.
Needed the extra carbs.
Maybe, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Are there nutrients in paper? You think there are? Are there any, like,
good? There's probably nutrients. There.
Nutrients in paper? Yeah. Listen to yourself.
Maybe. I'd eat it if it was good for you.
It's bleach in it.
Would you eat human flesh if it was good for you?
If I had to.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to not
okay,
ever
take
be
a
stuck
bite.
With
well,
you.
I think, actually, if we were outside in the wilderness and Ryan happened to accidentally fall off a cliff and get pushed, I think we would all
probably fell into Ryan.
Accidentally,
he would
stab himself.
He would be
heart.
Able to provide us with enough food for the winter, I think.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Just one winter? I'd say like
probably
at least 3 years.
Probably. Yeah. It'd probably take us a couple years to get to the belly fat, and then eventually you'd get into the meat. Oh, yeah.
We could probably make a shelter out of his large carcass.
Probably,
yeah.
Like from Star Wars, the fucking Wampa.
String up the hide.
No,
wait, Ryan, you played the Wampa
and
Empire Strikes
make, like,
Back.
A whole tent.
I thought you were only the bear in
that
the
was
revenant.
Me. No, that was me. That was
interesting.
Actually me the whole time.
Cool.
Yeah.
That was you?
That was me.
Starstruck, honestly.
That's you, sick, man.
You must have gained a little weight since then.
Yeah, he had to lose weight for the role.
He's actually on an intense diet.
Yeah, so
like
you're
that.
About 200% body fat. We're going to need that down to 150.
Jesus. Oh, man.
There's more fat than body.
Oh, yeah.
If anything, you're only 50% body. It's not even classified by body fat. It's just body.
100% mass.
50% bones, 50% fat, 100% mass. Like a movie narrator title. It's just, he is. I don't know. What
brilliant. You
fucking,
really thought that one through.
I don't know.
Really just.
What's like
really
a good name? Just... Like Fat Man. Not Fat Man. Blubber
okay.
Boy?
You having some
Blubber
trouble
boy?
There, buddy?
I don't know. Blubber Boy.
Blubber Boy. That's
like
what
that
you think
one.
Of.
There
sure.
we go. Blubber Boy. All right.
Nah, you know what? Just with that, I think we're gonna have to call this episode
wow.
an episode. We're just fucking wrapping it up, right?
I didn't even get
you
to the video game video game news and celebrity death of the week.
Might as well get to the video game celebrity death.
We might as well get the video game news and celebrity
Let's
death.
Talk about
very rapid.
All right, rapid fire. Here we go. This week's celebrity death is Michael Angelis, the Thomas the Tank Engine narrator.
No,
this is terrible news. This is terrible news. So. Wait, did Thomas the Tank Engine ever go off the air? I don't remember. It's still going.
Did it ever
on.
Go off the rails?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Oh, there we go.
The good one.
Got and right, the video game news for this week is Naughty Dog is apparently getting sued for using a copyrighted song in their game. They may be forced to delay The Last of Us Part 2 yet
just
again.
Just release the game! what I want to play video game.
I don't know.
Do it
it's
after.
Like some song called like New Order or something, and they didn't like ask the artist, so now I might be getting sued for copyright.
Jesus.
Wow, dude.
Being a little bit too naughty.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it gets delayed.
So will we ever get The Last of Us? I guess we'll never know.
Thank you all for listening. Hope you enjoyed this funny monkey extravaganza.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, join in on the fun. Monkey around discord.org. Search podcast and head over to the monkey house. Fucking fling poo at your face.
Yes, exactly what happens.
Shucks and chuck.
That's the only activity there. With that being said, monkey on monkey.
Oh, yeah.